The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 9, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
Krishna is telling me, first of all, you must have little faith that I shall be intimately related with God. Unless you have got this faith, there is no question of spiritual training. If you simply remain satisfied, God is great, let Him remain at His home, I let Him remain at my home. That is not love. You must be eager to know God more and more in you. Then, the next stage is, how to know about God unless you associate with person who are simply busy in God's business. They have no other business. That's why we are training people. They are simply meant for God's business. They have no other business. How people will understand about God? How they will benefit them. They are simply planning in so many ways. So we have to associate with such persons who are convinced about God and trying to spread His knowledge throughout the whole world. We have to mix it, associate with them. First of all, you must have faith that in this life, I shall understand thoroughly about God, then associate with persons who are busy in God's business. Then you act as they are acting, then your misconception of material life will be finished, then you have attachment, then you have taste. In this way, you will develop love.
I already have the faith.
So with that, you have to increase. Simply, the preliminary faith, that is very good, but unless that faith is increased more and more, then there is no progress.
There is danger of losing that faith.
Yes. If you do not try to make progress, go forward progressively, then there is danger, whatever little faith you have got, that will do.
I understand that God tends to remain somewhat theoretical until one actually does something practical. Then it actually manifests as something solid.
The reality. Theoretical and practical. Scientific knowledge means both theoretical and practical. The consciousness of mind is practical. They are fully engaged how to make progressive advance in love of God. They have no other business.
Nowadays, generally, if someone is very religious and he wants to do some practical action, he usually acts on it.
No, they everywhere have practical lessons, just like all the Mohammedans. They go to the mosque 5 times after prayer. Very good, very good.
They need to be attentive.
Huh? Yes, but that is also good, but if one is 24 hours attentive, that is better.
But we tend to forget things that we don't see.
Hmm?
We tend to forget things that we don't see.
They don't see God. So the tendency is to forget.
Why you don't see God? When you see the picture of God, you don't see God.
But this place,
when you see the picture of your father, don't you see your father? Huh? You see or not? Suppose you have a picture of your father. When you see the picture, do you see your father or not?
Well, I see him physically.
Physical, everything is physical, subtle and gross. Now suppose I am seeing you face to face, so I remember your face. When you are not here, I am thinking of you. I am not seeing you. This is also physical. I am seeing with the mind, I am seeing with the eyes. Where is the difference between eyes and mind? They are all physical. Why do you take only the eyes as physical, not the mind? There are physical elements. Earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego. They are all physical. So either see with your eyes or either see with your mind. This is physical.
Is this
thing
important?
Very important. No, because you have no eyes to see spiritual. You have to see physically. And they are all physical. Either you see with your eyes, or touch with your hand, or smell with your nose, or lick up with your tongue. Everything is physical.
I can feel the presence of pain dominating things.
Presence is there. Because it's like a nice mango. So, you cannot appreciate this mango simply by seeing. Natural tendency when you get a good mango to smell. So why not see sufficient? Why you smell? So these are all misconceptions. Different things have to be realized in different processes. Suppose you are a good singer. I see you. Then I cannot appreciate. Simply by seeing you, I shall ask you, all right, please sing once more. When I hear you, then I can. Is it not? So the physical experience by different senses, gross and subtle senses.
Our senses are imperfect.
Well, senses are imperfect always. Therefore, we have to develop the perfect senses, that is spiritual. Just like you are working with your hand, this is physical. But this hand is not working. The spirit, soul within the body, he is working. As soon as he is out, what is the value of your head? When the spirit soul is out of your body, then I am asking you, Mr. Ali, get up. Who is hearing? Your ear is there, but you cannot hear. Finish. Therefore, the spiritual senses, that is the ear sense. Do you follow what I say? You have got ear, but the spirit soul is out of your body in spite of possessing this physical ear, you cannot hear.
Believe or not believe,
these are facts, that physical senses are not absolute.
That's exactly
what I mean.
Yes. It's obvious.
Physical senses are absolute. It is the spiritual sense that acts through the physical instrument and intellect.
A man has already accepted his physical deficiency. I was just watching Olympic, and it seemed so pathetic. They were just trying to jump higher and higher, and they couldn't do it.
No, the physical senses have to be spiritualized. You cannot appreciate God by physical senses. But when your physical senses are purified and it is spiritualized, then it is.
That's exactly what I meant when I said that.
Yes.
What the right
is. That is process. How to defect iron rod? It is iron rod. But if you put into the process, that means if you put into the fire, the time will come, the iron rod will be red, hot, and it is fire. Similarly, if you engage your physical senses, only then here it can be. When you engage your physical senses in the service of the Lord, then the physical quality of the senses will be diminished or gone, your spiritual sense activity. This is practical.
Are we closer to this practicality when we sleep?
Yes, when you are practiced, sleep means what you do when you are active. The same thing you dream, that's all. Physical, as I told you, there are two phases of senses, gross and subtle. When the gross senses are not working, the subtle senses work. It's like you dream, your mind is working, although your hands and legs are taking rest, but mind is working. That is dreaming. So there are two phases of physical senses, gross and subtle. When the gross senses are stopped, the subtle senses continue to work. And when you are above in subtle senses, that is spiritual. Sometimes we misunderstand subtle senses as spiritual. No. Spiritual senses are different from the subtle senses.
These are the different stages.
Yeah. Of coming to the platform of spiritual senses. And when you come to the spiritual senses, then you can understand God. You can understand your relationship with God, you can talk with God, you can serve God, and so on and so on. same example, that the iron rod, as it is not able to burn anything. That is, when the iron rod is sufficiently hot, red hot, touch anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, from this physical platform, if you begin this spiritual activities, then stage will come when you will act only spiritually, there will be no more materiality. That is the stage of bhakti. That is real platform of bhakti. When one is acting only spiritually, there is no materiality. Come to the platform of spiritual sense. That is possible. Sarvapali vinimuttam tatparatena nirmalam. That is purification process. And when one is completely purified, then he acts with the spiritual sense.
Is it necessary to get to know the self, the true self? Is it necessary to get to know the true self before knowing God?
Yes. God means spirit, supreme spirit. If you cannot understand what is spirit, then I will understand God. We must know what is spirit, what is matter. And when we have little understanding of the spirit, then we can make progress spiritually.
How does one get to know the truth?
By knowledge. By knowledge. Just like you are talking, how you are talking. Because the spirit soul is there within you. As soon as it is gone, you cannot talk. Your this body and everything will remain, but you cannot talk, you cannot understand, everything is finished. So this is matter, body is matter, and the force which is helping you to talk, that is spirit. Now you have to understand, Karan?
Yes, I am aware of that.
Yes.
And I am also aware that I am very ignorant.
No, if you are aware of that thoroughly, then there is no question of ignorance.
But I feel that the presence of the spirit is there.
Yes, that everyone knows is distinction.
But the relativity.
Yes. So that requires the training and guidance of spiritual master, therefore called spiritual master. You have to, just like if you want to be engineer, you must be trained under some engineer. Similarly, if you want to be trained up spiritually, then you must accept a spiritual master. Tad vijnana sam sa guru meva abhigacche. Must. Otherwise, it's not possible. Training. Spiritual master trains with these books and explanation, practical demonstration. In this way, the student makes progress spiritually.
I am a Muslim and I practice dervishism.
Okay. that this is also misunderstanding. You are thinking that you are a Muslim. Why?
It's just by normal definition.
Yes, because you are born of a Muslim father or a Muslim country.
No. No. In fact, I didn't believe in religion.
That's all. That you believe, that is also belief.
True.
You are believing something in this body.
Yes.
And when this body is left over, then you will believe something else.
For sure, my belief was displaced.
No, I mean the belief changes. Belief changes with the change of the body. Just like a man is thinking that I am Iranian, I am Indian. So long this body is Iranian or Indian or American, but the body will change. Then he will think otherwise. So this belief is also temporary. It will finish with the body. The body is temporary, and the belief along with the body, that is also temporary. But I am eternal, and that is to be understood. That is spiritual and knowledge.
So that is what I am practicing right now.
Yes. Nānate hannamāne sarīre. The spirit soul, which is eternal, which is never lost, even by the annihilation of the body, we have to understand about that thing, that is spiritual. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson. First to understand what you are. You are not this body. This is spiritual loss. When one understands thoroughly that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then he is no more Hindu, Mohammedan or Christian or anything. He is spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna. That is called Brahma Bhuta. At that time there is no such conception that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this and that. Because he is not body. He is not body. That is pure understanding. And then spiritual knowledge begins. So long as I think myself as Hindu, Muslim, Christian, there is no spiritual knowledge. That is material.
But this is just only a presentation of
the... that's a presentation. We are everywhere in that platform. But we have to transcend this platform. Then we come to this spiritual. Then spiritual knowledge begins. And if you stick to this platform, then there is no spiritual knowledge. That is material knowledge, but trying to understand spiritual knowledge. That is the position. To try to understand spiritual knowledge from material platform. But when you actually come to the spiritual platform, then spiritual knowledge is perfect. Just like another example, just like water. Theoretically, you learn swimming. That is not swimming. You get into the water and practically learn swimming. Then it is swimming. Theoretical knowledge that you put yourself in the water, you move your hands like this, move your legs like this, that is good. But it will be just like in the aeroplane before starting. They give so much instruction. It is going on, really. But when actually the aeroplane is in danger, that will be practical. Is it not? They are giving so much instruction, who cares for it? talking and people are hearing. But when it will be practically demonstrated, that is real life. So, spiritual knowledge, understanding theoretically, it is little more, but when it is done practically, then it is real.
Yes, the way I look at it is better to talk about God than to talk about...
Yes, that is good. So one must be serious that we are talking about God. Oh, what is my God realization? And that is nice. Otherwise, if I go on life after life talking about God and there is no God realization, that is going on. Samaye vai kevalam. Dharmasthana sthita pungshan vishapsena kathasu jat. We are talking of God, but instead of loving God, we are loving this body. That is not practical. That is simply waste of time. We are samaye vahi kevalam. If one does not become enthused to love God, then simply talking about God is a waste of time. That is going on all over the world. Somebody is Hindu, somebody is Christian, somebody is Mohammedan. They are going to the church, they are going to the mosque, they are going to the temple. Everything is going on. But when you ask whether you love God or dog, he will say, I love dog. A practical issue. Everyone is keeping a dog, very favorite pet. And in the church they talk of God. But practically, they love the dog. Is it not visible in the name of religion? That's all. Therefore, Bhagavad says, is it simply a waste of time? What is the use of talking God? If by talking of God perpetually you are developing a love for God, then what is the use? So I am waiting. Is it simply a waste of time? These are all discussed. Regularly going to the church, going to the mosque, temple. But the love is for material things, not for God. How I get money, how I get motorcycle, how I get dog, how I get nice wife, how I get love. The love is here. The example is given, that's like a vulture. The vulture goes very, very hard, 4 miles, 5 miles hard. But his business is to find out where there is a corpse, where there is a corpse. Very highly elevated, but business is to find out a dead body, as soon as he finds it. So this is going on. Very religious, very regularly performing religious ceremonies, rituals, but the business is, where is the cause? Come on, here is some sense getting. This is good. If you are talking of God, then you must love God. That is progress. But there is no love of God, there is love of something else. Then what is the use of talking about? What is it? Is it not a waste of time?
We can always tell by what people are serving, what they really are loving. If they are serving just their body, then
that is
no matter what they are saying, we know that the body
officially, God, but result is God. Love is there. Love is, that is natural. I want to love. Everyone wants to love. But unless he loves God, he'll never be happy. So, simply talking of love, and if the love is simply transferred to God, then what is, where is the love of God? Such kind of talking is called samaya vaikevala. It is simply waste of time and energy. Because practically, come to the platform, how to love God. So it is a great science, and it is available for everyone to understand and act. It is a great science. One can take advantage. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sectarian, a religious movement. No. It is a science. How to understand God, how to love Him.
Shouldn't there be a balance between physical existence and spiritual existence? Between body and spirit?
Yes. First of all, we must have spiritual understanding, then spiritual study. If you have no spiritual understanding, then why spiritual study? All these scientists, they are trying to understand the spirit soul by material on material platform. That they are being misled. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, to distinguish between matter and spirit, it is negatively described. Nāyaṁ chindanti sasrāni, kind of. The spirit soul is that which cannot be cut into pieces by any instrument.
Nāyaṁ chindanti sasrāni, nāyaṁ dharāti pāvata.
Dhati pavaka. Pavaka means fire. It is never burnt into the fire. It is never cut into pieces with instrument or any weapon. So if you study these two points, anything you take, it can be cut into pieces within our physical experience. And anything within our physical experience, it can be burned. Even the iron, so hard, it can be burned and liquefied by proper temperature. Even stone, it can be burned, it can be liquefied. The glass is nothing but liquefied stone. Everyone knows it. Purified by chemicals, that's all. Then, anything physical, it can be moist. If it is water, it will be soft.
Nakle
jayanti, upper.
Nasaushya
the Maru, evaporation. Even the ocean can be evaporated by the air. So we have got this experience of the five or eight elements. They're physical because they're subjected to be cut into pieces, to be burned into fire, to be moistened, to be evaporated. But it is, soul is not affected. And then we have to think of what we are. Therefore, these scientists, they are puzzled. When the soul goes out of the body, they cannot imagine what thing is missing that the body is there. Because they are physical ideas. But it is not physical. So everything is described. We have to study thoroughly and apply our brain. The brain must be sharp and fine as tissues, then spiritual understanding will be there. With dull brain, physical brain, we cannot understand. That is not possible. Therefore, to spiritualize the brain, the senses, requires a process. That's like to keep a vegetable in frozen condition. It requires a process. Similarly, we have to undergo a process to come to these spiritual platforms to understand the spirit soul, the supreme being, Lord, and the relationship and the activities. We must adopt the process. And those who are adopting the process, they are making progress. Practical. So it is not impractical. Thousands of these Europeans and Americans, say a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, say at most 10 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna, what is God. But now, to ask them, they will explain. They are not foolish, they are not uneducated. So unless they are situated in the spiritual platform, how they are speaking. So there is process, and the process is practical. Anyone who adopts this process, he will be able to understand. The process is meant for human being. Any human being will adopt this process, he will understand. Ask any one of them, this European, American boy, are you sticking to Krishna consciousness sentimentally or understanding? Ask them. They will explain. Yes, understanding. Not blindly. If blindly one cannot stick, that is not possible. There is God, there is possibility to come in touch with God, there is possibility to serve Him directly, to see Him face to face, if we adopt the process.
I'm battling against my nafs, the commanding self, as it's known in Devachism. And it amazes me the way that it acts, the so mischievous, so dishonest, so many faces, that I can only catch up with few, very few ones. It's always a bit late. After anger, I recognize the presence of anger.
Yes, any process you adopt, it doesn't matter, provided it helps you to the platform of loving God. That is approved. Because without coming to the platform of loving God, you cannot be satisfied. That is not possible. So you can adopt any process, it doesn't matter, if it brings you to the platform of loving God. That is, we have. We do not say that this process is bona fide, that process is not bona fide. We say any process you adopt, it doesn't matter, if it helps you to bring to the platform of loving God.
True, because the road is the same, the goal is the same.
Hmm. That is our pleasure. Because unless you come to the platform of loving God, then you cannot be happy. And so long we have got the tendency to love something other than God, then we shall not be happy. That is the test.
What is the purpose of this internal dialogue? The purpose of this internal dialogue. We talk to ourselves all the time. We can't be silent.
You talk with whom? There must be second person. When you talk, you are one person. Another person must be there. Who is that other person? With whom you talk?
With the self.
Then you are a lunatic. Just like a lunatic, he talks alone.
But this is silent talk, like the mind can't stop.
No, the idea is, when you talk of talking, there must be two. So self, then you have to admit, the self becomes two. Otherwise there is no talking. This is good. That one is super self, another is subordinate self. So, when the subordinate self is able to talk with the super self, then he gets right direction. His life is very successful.
Is the super self the spirit?
Yes. When you say self, it is spirit. Spirit, the supreme spirit, and the subordinate spirit. The supreme being and the subordinate being. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohananda. Vedaishtasatmai, Aamayavadevam, Vidhanta, Vedaishtasatmai, Vidhanta.
I have seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness.
The Supreme Being, the Supreme Self, is situated in everyone's heart. That is me, expert. Go on.
By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus, the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruited results. He is not only worshipable as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to the people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasa Deva is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasa Deva in Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity, the giver of knowledge in the form of Vedas, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Anta pravishta shasta jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits this present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended in his last life. So not only does the living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Veda from him. If one is serious to understand the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yoso sarveveda giyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performing Vedic rituals, discussing the Vedic philosophy, and worshipping the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Veda is to understand Krishna. The Veda gives us the direction to understand Krishna and the process of understanding. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra confirms this in the following words. One can attain perfection by understanding Vedic literature, and one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing the different processes. Thus one can approach him and at the end attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, however, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas is clearly defined.
Veda means the book of knowledge. Any book of knowledge which gives you direction, how to understand God and how to love Him, that is perfect.
But this knowledge cannot be attained unless we are aware of spiritual.
Yes. Otherwise, any knowledge you have to acquire, either from the super soul within yourself or is representative outside, you have to learn it.
But why have we chosen this? This seems so irrelevant.
Rituals are meant for the neophyte who are given education. meditation to begin. But if he is stuck up with the rituals, do not make any further progress, then his progress is checked. He has to go, progress, more progress. Instead of having no sense of God, say, if it is prescribed, then go to the mosque and pray to God 5 times. That is good, righteous. At least he is accepting, there is God, I must offer. Similarly, this is Muslim process. A Hindu also, they say, go to the temple and see God. And the Christian says, go to the church and offer them. The subject matter is the same, accept God. Accept God. But the ultimate goal is not only accept God, they go to God for some material benefit, because they have no other idea. That the Christians say, oh God, give us our daily bread. I do not know what the Mohammedans say in the prayer. Hindus also, they go to God, sir, I am very poor, give me some money, or I am diseased, please cure me. So, these things are the same in different ways according to country and custom. But it is good because they have approached God. That must be true. They are accepting there is God. That much is good. But when he makes further progress, that there is God, what kind of person he is, what is his business, then he makes further progress. So these, for the neophyte, these ritualistic formulas is good, but he must make further progress. Instead of godlessness, these processes are better. Let him go to the mosque, let him go to the temple, let him go to the church. At least let him maintain the idea of God. That is the actual. Then there is further progress. One must be interested. But people are losing interest even in the neophyte stage. They're becoming godless. That is a going on. So that is very dangerous. Instead of becoming godless, if somebody approaches God, it doesn't matter in some way, some right way, it is better than this atheist class of man. At least they are accepting God. And if they offer prayer sincerely, God is there within your heart. You gradually reveal. The more you become purified, the more he reveals, then you talk it. So everything depends on the sincerity and seriousness. And if we take this ritual experiment, now I've gone to church or mosque, I've gone to temple, finish. Now let me do whatever I like. Then there is no problem. So why are you here? There. That is simply waste of time. That is going on, practically. He doesn't want to see how much progress I have made in the matter of loving God. That he does not inquire. He takes God as order supply. So he is supplying my order, that's nice. He'll never learn to supply the order of God. Neither he'll come any stage on that platform. The highest stage is to supply the order of God. Not make God my order of plan. That is neophyte state. Just like a small child, he simply wants to take supply from the father. But when if the child is grown up and is educated, he wants to see how I can supply the order of it. And that is good state. My parents have taken so much pain to raise me. Now I am educated, now they are old men. Sentiment, I am speaking, is family sentiment. I must see my, come on, the whole day. That is this state of love. That I have taken supplies from my father, so long. Now I must supply the order of the father. That is this stage of love. I have taken so much. Sufficient. Now I will not take anything from my parents. I shall simply supply what they want. That is good, sir. Loving, sir. That is perfection of spiritual or religious life. When we love God and we are prepared to sacrifice anything for God. That is. So long one is confused with this bodily conception of life, he is called the shastra animal. The animal is always confused. He doesn't know what is life, what is aim. दशा प्रबुद्धि गुणवेति धातुके सदिक कलत्रादि जुगो वैद्यवि चतीर्थ बुद्धि शरीरे न करति थी जनेश्वर सैव गोकर एनीवन हु इज बॉडी कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ लाइफ ही इज कंफ्यूज दैट द एनिमल काउज एंड एसेस दैट इज द जनरल कंडीशन. So you should not be surprised to see somebody confused, because he is bodily concept of life. Unless he overcomes the bodily concept of life, he will remain confused. Because he is accepting something which is not. He is practically saying that he is not body, still he is thinking I am this body. This is confused. Practically he is seeing daily that the body is there and the spirit soul left the body. Now the body has no value. Everyone knows it. He still is thinking of it. He knows that. He practically sees every day, my father is gone. Oh, why your father is gone? He is lying there. No, my father is gone. He is experienced. His father is gone, his brother is gone, his relative is gone, and still he thinks, I am the body. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. This is confusion.